Good evening, good morning, and good afternoon. Welcome back. This is the Web Nexus Effect, and I'm your host, Tony Londis, and joining us soon will be my wonderful co-host, David Bright Livingstone from Web Nexus. Now, before we get on the show, just a quick reminder, if you're listening on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitch, or Twitter, don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment. We love to hear your comments and we love you to interact with us, so please do that. If you need to catch up on any of the shows that you missed, because this is an 8-series show series, please jump on to Tony TV, available on Binge Networks USA, Hero Go TV, Paz TV, and Zondra Networks USA. And also you can jump onto YouTube and catch up on all the latest. And if you've missed any in the series, jump onto YouTube, subscribe to our channel, and catch up and connect with all our amazing guests. Now, each and every week, as an Australian, I like to do my part in acknowledging the special and important role our wonderful Indigenous communities play in the development of this country. So I want to respectfully acknowledge the people of the Yugambeh language region on the Gold Coast, Queensland, Australia, the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and broadcast, and pay my respects to the elders past and present and all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples listening here today. Now, this is the fourth in this show series, so we're halfway along, and David has been sharing with us some amazing information about all things tech, platform, apps, and marketing. And today is no different. But before I chat to David, here's what you need to know. He's a digital product architect delivering solutions on digital architecture globally. He has incredible extensive experience in digital marketing from platform architecture to e-commerce. And he has degrees in technology, law, and business admin. Over the last 4 years, David and the WebNexus team have been developing, testing, marketing, and analyzing the global markets and gathered some of the finest global experience in different verticals in all these industries. And that's not all. WebNexus has some notable clients across the US, UK, Australia, Singapore, Nigeria, Oman, Paris, etc. So WebNexus is really a global company. Now, if you want to connect with David directly, and I encourage you to do so, jump on to webnexus.com. That's WebNexus.com, or email David directly, david@webnexus.com. And also in the show notes, you will find that information again, as well as contact phone numbers for David and his team. Welcome back to the show, David. Oh, you're muted, my friend.
I know.
Woohoo!
Thank you. Thanks for that show and introduction. And that's wonderful to be on your show as again. It's quite a bit of an enjoying journey for me with you on the shows. And thanks for letting me share my information. And I really enjoyed the last 3 weeks about the questions that you have put forward. And that was like really, really interesting for me to share things about that.
Yeah. It's been fun developing the questions and trying to connect the dots with everything that you've created in this amazing company of yours. And also, David and I get to talk outside of the show each week as well. And so I know that he's traveling, and he was teasing yesterday and saying that he was going to do the show from the beach. And I'm like, well, that's good. The light should be great. I'm not sure about the sound. So whereabouts in the country are you today, David?
I'm traveling by the bay, actually, but I'm really from the Bay Area, but I'm traveling around 300 miles from my location. So that was like taking my family out, so it was like kind of a family trip for a couple.
Good.
Yeah. So they are Yeah, they put up in the next room, so I'm just in another room. This morning I went
Shh.
to the beach. Yeah, this morning I went to the beach by, and I want to show this to the people, like, how does India look like on the beach side? Really,
Yes.
this is really crowded. Crowded today is really crowded because there was a holiday here. That's a little. And
I see.
if I do that outside, I have to be like shouting this. The new message might be different, and we would have fun.
Oh, that's good that you tried. Because we don't often think of India, and you do have nice beaches, yeah?
And this beach particularly is one of its kind, because normally in beaches they don't do parties and something in India, and that's a profane thing. But in this beach, in this beach and in beach in another beach in India, there are two beaches where you can. They allow parties. There are clubs which allow parties over there. It's permitted. So this is one of the beach there. They can do party things, but nice music, dancing, DJs, and everything happen. It's a lot of fun. It's a good place to go spend your evening with. I mean,
Good.
So it's
When
Pondicherry. I should disclose it is Pondicherry. The place name is Pondicherry. It's in
Yeah.
Tamil Nadu, South India. It's in South India.
Yes.
By the Bay of Bengal.
Yes,
The sea name
the
is
Bay
called
of Bengal.
Bengal. Yeah, Bay of Bengal. So it's this side of the thing. And probably the next month I should be going the other side, the Arabian Sea side, the other side of India.
Fantastic. I know you travel a lot with the comp for the company, David. I know you zap across the place talking to companies like all over the place, but that's because WebNexus is such an amazing company delivering a whole range of solutions for businesses and companies. And this week on the show is no different. So last week we spoke and have spoken about video solutions, we've spoken about e-commerce, and today we sort of want to delve a little bit into the marketing and services that WebNexus provides and how these services are connected to the digital solutions that you provide. So really, you have an all-encompassing suite of services that you can deliver for companies and businesses. And I guess that's part of the success of WebNexus is that integration of all of those things. So I thought this week that we'd start by talking about having a marketing strategy and knowing, of course, that your background is right back when is in marketing. I wanted to talk today about how important it is for businesses and companies to consider a marketing strategy around the sorts of platforms and solutions that they might be looking at for their company in particular. So, how important is marketing strategy, David?
You don't need to have a website, but your marketing has to be so much important. So so it's not the website, the page has something else, but to make yourself going into the market, it is your strategy in the marketing that is so much important. The reason I told it's a bit of noisy there.
What?
I think that would be a nice. Sorry for that, guys. This is much better. The reason that the marketing is really important here is the point is when we do the marketing of our products or services, it's only then the customers or the clients would get to understand like what we are trying to do there. So, I mean, you don't have to have a very big website, but when you are trying to reach to thousands of people, and there might be one or two people who are interested in your service. So it is like
Yes.
how much deeper are you able to penetrate into the market, and how better you are able to penetrate into the market. So that is so much important. So having a page and having an option to penetrate deeper into the system or solution is really, really an important thing for any business to make sure that they are going, they are reaching the right people, they are reaching the right audience. So it doesn't mean, I have tried with a lot of different options. Like there were pages of pages in the website. They had just single page and they could make around $3,000 a month. I have a website which is like having 2,000 pages of mine. So I have a 2,000 page website, but that couldn't make that much money. So it is not the volume of website size.
Yes.
It's about what you try to present to how many people you try to present it out. So that's so much important. So it's all about that. Where do you, so the, and then the second thing is like there are people who are present in different mediums. There are people who are verticals.
Yes. David, it's actually about finding the things that work for you and the clientele that you're trying to attract. So it's about knowing your clients and customers, where they hang out, if they're on websites, if they're on mobiles, if they're on laptops, if they're on OTT platforms. Digital marketing is about finding where your people are and sending messages to them, simply, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So digital marketing is simply finding out people exactly on the internet, actually. So,
yes.
And then sending out the right message to them about your services. So by digital marketing, there are different mediums. Like, for example, you get to be on a different medium. Like, for example, you might be on a computer screen. You might be, we are doing this on a computer screen and our jobs
yes.
are completely with the computers and less by the mobile phones. But there are people who are on the TV screens. There are people who are on YouTubes a lot. There are people on tablets a lot. So how do we reach them? So digital market, and when we focus on that, like, it's about, so for example, if it is a medium that we are trying to do today, so where our customers are, where our audiences are, it's not customer before they sign up with our business. So it's called as an audience. So where are our audience? So where are they actually roaming around? So are they on YouTube channel? Are they on television network? Are they on a mobile phone? If they are on a mobile phone, in which website in the mobile phone are they maximum on? Are they on TikTok? Are they on which platform? So knowing that, I mean, you might not know in the beginning of your journey, because
yes.
that is, I mean, because that is so so much critical, and that is so much we might go wrong. But when you have data points to know, like, where our audiences are, so it would be really, really great for us to understand that. So that is going to be happening through the data point. So data point, as in, I say, like, you have to take the data from the analytics, Google Analytics. So you when your Google Analytics set up on the website, on your website, so it shows you the information from where the people are coming in and how long these people are staying in. From which keywords these people come into your website, and what
are they looking at something and then bouncing off because it's not
yeah.
of interest? Are they
yeah.
adding things to their cart and they're not purchasing? All that
yes.
stuff can come from Google Analytics, can't it,
yes,
David?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So when you advertise for something on the Google Ads, so there is something when you put some keywords on the Google Ads, for example, purchase a bicycle. So let's say they are looking to purchase a bicycle, and when
yes.
when your page in the heading says bicycle, buy your accessories for your bicycles, people might not stay there for a long time. So that people might jump off, and that one single line might spoil the entire campaign's objective. So it has to be like, I mean, normally the reason I'm telling you this here and before when we start here.
Yes.
Like, normally, when the business grows, people tend to forget about these keywords in the header. They want to say that I have a landing page, and I want to put all my people into this page. That's for maybe buying a parts for the bicycle, buying buying a bicycle itself, buying parts for the bicycle, buying a bike or gear for a bicycle. So all has to go into the landing page. No, that doesn't work that way, because people just want to see what they wanted in the first the above the fold of the screen, like when they come into the...
But you've got seconds, haven't you, David, to grab their attention. You've got seconds. So
yeah, it's a couple of seconds. Like
one word, bicycle.
Yeah.
That's so essentially what you need, isn't it?
Yeah, your website has to load, your server has to respond, your image has to load. It's in a fraction of a second, everything has to load on. And then when somebody is looking with that, they have to read that text and they have to get connected. So this fast, it has to happen. And that the maximum time that we can say is like 3 seconds to 4 seconds. Yeah. 4 seconds and beyond, like if your screen isn't loading in the first half and before, but around 4 seconds,
yes,
we might get lost in the crowd. So there are so many elements. And above the fold, like there are so many elements. When you say above the fold, it's the first part of the screen. Like what we see when some website is loading, that's above, called as above the fold. So the information has to be on above the fold. The marketing element, the marketing content, the pitch has to be on above the fold, so people can really capture. So coming from the place of diversified audience sets from different devices to different resolutions, because the resolution means like you have a Samsung phone, you have an iPhone, they have different resolutions. So normally you can classify by brand, you can classify by resolutions. Resolutions are so important for development side.
Yes.
And then like your screen size, I mean the laptop comes in, the screen size, the laptop, and the monitors comes in, then they again goes to the tablet point. So it's like there are different devices where the audience lingers around and different mediums. So we need to, as a marketer, like right? I mean, when as a business owner, understanding where the audience come, why do my audience are jumping in this part of the year? Why I don't have a sale in this part of the year? Why do I have a sale in this part of the year? So if you are having positive moment, you need to be identifying, why do I have the positive moment this part of the year? Because if we don't have a particular thing happening, very clear idea about why did they do this happen, attributing your marketing resources towards that might get lost. You might attribute your marketing resources to something else and you might spend them to something else. But the resource was that might be a gut feeling, but when you see the data point, you might be seeing something else where your audience come from. So going to the data points, taking decisions, I mean, it's, as a business owner, it's so much critical, crucial for us to see the data points, analytics, always, because spending every single rupee we made is very it's a decision that we take very crucially. We think 100 times before we spend out a dollar. Same way, we have to think, where do our audience come in? Because that every audience that is going to come in is a part of your money that you're going to getting spent on the internet. Because nothing comes free. You have to pay, spend for the servers. You have to spend for the website. You have to spend for the traffic which is coming in. So as a owner, like you have to have your analytics dashboard on every day in the morning. So that's your Bible for the business. So when you are always on the Bible of your business, so which is analytics, the probability of a business owner going deeper, knowing from where they come in, from where we have to where we have tried to do which screen, which resolution, and so on, is going to go sharper and sharper. And then like our marketing is going to go higher and higher. So that's so much important. And couple of months back, I had a situation like where we had a very good momentum in COVID, but then we didn't do a lot of projects because we are transitioning the staff from office to home, and that kind of management, maintaining existing clientele base, and that were happening a lot. And then when we come back, like after a year and a half, like I'm just shocked to see, oh my God, the lead count is still the same. We are just getting close to 500 leads. That's for every month, and we are just the same every time now. How did you even push this out? Yeah,
David,
because please go.
In terms of your personal business, am I allowed to ask where your leads come from? Are they generated from your socials? Are they generated from your website? Where does the majority of yours come from?
It's a mixed bag actually. So
yes,
most of the leads earlier, like I'll just walk you through from 2014 when we started this business.
Yes.
So earlier from 2014, Google didn't have this penguin, panda. These animals were there in Google jungle because these are now these animals are hunting everything right now.
Yes.
So back then it was like not there. So it was more of organic business for us.
Yeah.
The leads come from Google Organic. So we
yes.
try to push our business to the top of the Google search engine
results
page.
Yeah.
And then to the first page, second page, obviously, if we start a business today, and by the end of the next month, like probably in 60 days, I can say, like, I'm damn sure I'll have at least 25 keywords on the first page within top three results back. And after, and that was like blind marketing. You have to have your link building going on. So it was like 2014, all that was happening, link building and link juices and something. After that, like, it was like referral marketing, which is like lots
yes.
of social media, lots of content marketing. It's kind of content marketing. So you have to be on the content developing sites where like Quora or like Yahoo, like something else. So where there are people coming into that medium, they read about you, they come, then come and subscribe to your business. So that was happening before. And then from after from Quora, and Quora was like generating us close to 250-300 leads a month through organic mediums. I used to write, I have a team who used to write and put up, publish articles there in the Quora medium, and then it was happening that way. And now after that, like after 2 years, like the post-COVID, what happened is like there's a change in the marketing strategy completely. I never wanted to go into Google Ads for, it's not about the spend, but it is not, it's about like, I just want to be on organic. But now what happened is, you have to be on ads. So,
yes.
But then like last 6 months, let's take it, like 6 months average. So every month it was a positive scenario because, positive scenario in the sense like, if I'm able to spend $500 this month on the Google Ads, I would definitely say we can take around $1,000 a month, $1,500.
So you were getting good return on investment on your Google Ads.
Yeah, Google Ads. So it's happening. Google Ads is one medium, and then the social marketing through LinkedIn, Twitter, so that's also happening. LinkedIn also have a very good positive response. I never used Facebook for marketing, so if I haven't tried that. But then, like
Facebook's, LinkedIn's way from a business perspective, LinkedIn is way better than Facebook.
I just always stick back to the Facebook. But if somebody else watching this is on Instagram or some other Instagram, and if they're doing on B2C business, definitely Instagram is a good medium to market because a lot of sales are happening on Instagram. And then like now TikTok. Now TikTok is happening. And YouTube is happening. YouTube, the swipe up feature, like the shorts, in TikTok shorts, the YouTube shorts, Instagram shorts. So it's all about the it's videos everywhere. So it's video.
I was going to say, in having this conversation, we have to go back to the importance of video as part of all of your marketing, be that short video, be that long video, be that instructional video, be that promotional video. Video is definitely the king of business at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Because in the last show when I said like it is 2G, 3G, and now 5G is having that. So the capability of people, the accessibility of everyone to 5G is very close. Like you can have that in few hundred dollars a month. So it's going to be like $5 a month for, and probably India is going to be one of the cheapest country where you can get a very good 5G data. Like you might even end up getting 100. You might end up getting 100 GB of 5G data for $3 or $4 a month.
India is really
That's so
going
much.
ahead in leaps and bounds across all formats of technology, isn't it, David?
Because the, I mean, when I compare this with the basic reason is like the internet penetration and the cost of accessing internet to the common people is really
Yes.
cheaper, and that and then like when every government comes in, like they give laptops to the students for free. So the government
Fantastic.
gives, so they encourage people to be on going on digital mediums to learn something for like especially the senior grade people who get their laptops for free from the government. So it's something like it normally moves people to go into the software thing. And then like these corporates, like they encourage people to, there is a corporation near my office. They employ over 5,000 staffs. They have a university. They have an university. You don't be passing your school grade either. So they just take you in. They put you in their university. They pay you for studying in their university. You don't have to pay any fees. And then they develop you technologically and they empower you with that thing. If you want to work with them, you can work with them. And they pay you for your work. And it's a good pay as well, decent pay compared to other companies. So it's quite moving from there. So going from like the data of like 5G, I'm going just we came just bit out of that. So the 5G was there. The 5G was there, and it is quite a bit of good thing for the people. And when that has been, when UK has got that, US has got that, I believe. So those countries, Australia, I think we have 5G out there, networks out there. But India, I think in next 1 or 2 months we are expecting that, and the prices are going to be that way, which I've told now, as the newspapers say. So it is going to be kind of good thing when you have access to a very fast internet. You can't and you can when your patience level decrease, you can't wait for more than 2 seconds or 3 seconds to get access to the information that you wanted. And then and your video when displays without a lag, people, why don't they want they why do they want to read out something? They can watch something because their eyes, people want to feed their eyes more than their ears or their brain. So yeah.
David, in talking about all of this in the digital marketing conversation that we're having, one thing that we need to talk about is SEO or search engine optimization and how critical it is to get that right. Do you want to just tell the audience about SEO and why it's important and how SEO links to not just websites, but to your content in terms of blogs, newsletters, anything that's available on the internet is actually searchable, isn't it? So that's where SEO comes in.
Yes. So SEO, as it is called, the search engine optimization. So you kind of optimize your website for the
Searching.
search engines. Yeah, search engines. So optimization, for example, like when you are well optimized for this meeting today, so you look like great. So it is like we have to be presentable wherever we are, so that the people can receive us much better. So if we are not presentable and we are looking very dark as I am today, so it might be not like people, though we might have a great information out there, the receivability might decrease. So the same way it goes to the same way it goes to the Google as well. So website as well. So the website has to be well received by different in different perspectives. So for Googlebot, it has to be received through search engine optimization. So you have to optimize for Google through this SEO. You have to optimize for the eyes of the people in a, through the designing element in that way. So optimization is not just a search engine optimization. It is also
No,
design
it
optimization. Design optimization. It is also technology optimization. It is also a lot of optimizations are there on the website, the business side. So.
and it does have a definitive effect on how people connect with you, doesn't it? So the comparison between something that is not optimized and a website that is there's quite a difference, isn't there, David?
Yeah, definitely. Like when you have a website which is not optimized at all, you get lost in the crowd. No matter how many pages you have, no matter how big your website is, no matter how much your hours of nights is do that, and it is all lost. And I don't know, it's all lost. People might think,
yeah.
Oh my God, I have built a great website. I'm like, why people have not this? It's so simple. Business is all about making the footfalls in your website. So it's all about
yes.
like how many people are coming to your website. It's not about how great our website is going to be looking like.
No,
so
it's about
if you see
traffic.
Amazon, traffic, if you see Amazon, if you see that, the number one website on the internet, the number one, I mean, globally, he's the richest person. Like, of course, Elon Musk is there, but at one point, Jeff Bezos was there. The Amazon, you see that it doesn't have any designs to that one. It is not of designs. It's of the information. It's of the reach. So the element of reach through every part of the world. And he's just putting his idea into the data of at the Amazon. So when we see that, like how many people we have today has made into my website? How many people have made the presence smart into the website? How many are staying for more than 2 minutes? Is my website capable of doing holding all those things? So if somebody's coming inside, are they good enough to be here by more than 2 minutes? So if you see that, why aren't they for more than 2 minutes? And then you have to work on the points in that one. So then from there, your gut comes in. Like if you make, you might take a decision by your gut from there. But till the place like the 2 minute mark, we have to see like why my traffic, which is like over 80%, which is going out of my website less than 1 minute or less than 30 seconds from the ads. Of course, when we drive traffic from different formats of ads, like display or Google display ads might be having very very lower average time on site, but then when you go to other formats of ads, search ads, it might have a good average time on site, but it's all different. So it is like giving a lot of information. It's about giving a lot of information which is relevant to the people, and as much as possible information to whatever it is needed. So that is what an optimization in today's world is going to look like. So you have another perspective, on a very basic startup perspective, there are also other things like the title tag for the Google. So the title tag has to be well optimized. The meta tag has to be well optimized. Meta tag as in like you have got different meta tags. So it is like the meta title, meta description, meta keywords. The robot stack, so which robot has to read that, should the robot has not to read that, so is it for the Google, is it not for the Google? So you can put, if it is for the Google to index it, you can just leave it. If you don't want that particular page to be indexed, you can put no index. So there are different formats of things that you can things you can put there in the page and then like say, okay Google, now this is your website. So you can walk into the website, you can read whatever you want. So if you find this website interesting for yourself, go and present this to the people, like who is searching for television networks in Australia, the television networks in the US. So now if it is like fitting as a television network, just push my website to the top. So we have to be presenting that information to the Google, and it is really going to take a lot of data analysis.
It takes time, doesn't it, David? It takes a bit of time to get that right.
Yeah, it takes a bit of time, but definitely. Like if our team, there are people who are going to work on it, maybe solid. We have to gather data for that. So for gathering data, it's going to take time. So that is the first waiting period for us. Like, and to get the data, like we cannot get, it's ideal to get organic traffic flowing. We might have to go and run ads for it. So if we have an ad running, so we might see like, okay, this much amount is getting spent, and we're running the ad now, this many people are not getting converted. So what's the problem there? So you might have to have that data point at hand, and then like you have to come back, sit and do the analysis, and then like we'll take it from there. So that's
So people need to understand that in the background of everything that a business does, there's stuff happening in the background, and it all links together. So, for example, These shows go live to air and are streamed in a whole range of different places. And then at the end of the show, we then upload the video to a whole other range of places, and we upload the podcast to a whole range of places, so that we multiply the efforts of one show into many platforms, and then we break it up and put it on social media. We break it up and we put it on newsletters. We put elements of it in blogs, and all of that together is aimed to direct people who are looking for solutions to a question they might have. The aim of all of that work is to drive them to WebNexus and you, put simply, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a brilliant idea, actually. Like, and that is only possible when you have a video. So you reformatting and repurposing, like you repurpose this particular show, when you're able to repurpose this show to different formats, different mediums and different places. So you grab the audience from that particular medium to your website. So that's something we are having. That's something a good effect. That's something a brilliant idea. And then from your newsletters, from your subscribers, you own. So those are the audience that you actually own.
So
you can send in a newsletter to them, and then you can expect a reply. I mean, you can definitely, like, they trust you because they have given you their email.
Yes.
They have given their email to you. They trust you.
And you want to give them information that might be helpful. You, at any one time, you don't know what people are going through or struggling with or what in their business.
Definitely.
And one little piece of information that you send to them, oh my goodness, that's why SEO is important, because David said da 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 da, and it suddenly makes sense to them, doesn't it? And it's about, at the end of the day, it's about helping people be successful in life and business. That's why you started your company, David, is to help people with solutions to problems that they have in business. That's why you create platforms. That's why you have applications. That's why you do digital marketing. All of those things are to help other businesses be successful. The other thing that I wanted to touch on today while we're talking about SEO is its cousin, if you like, search engine marketing, SEM, which involves some of that paid advertising that we were talking about, and pay-per-click campaigns, where you want to start integrating lots of elements based on what your clients might be looking for instance. So can you talk us through a little bit about pay-per-click and what a successful pay-per-click campaign looks like?
Okay, yeah. So this cousin, that right word you have put, is like big, that has overtaken his older cousin, who is the search engine optimization guy. But that guy, that guy has grown older and now he's getting weaker.
I love that. That's good. I'll remember that now. That's a great way of explaining. Sorry, David, go on.
That's all by you, because that the cousin word is like, otherwise. And so, yeah. So now this guy, he has overtaken everything, and he's now growing stronger, because, and he can reach much faster. And this guy is so young and agile, and when you start a business, like today you have a page in the internet, you might be in any part of the world, like in Africa, we can be in Nigeria, we can be in Sudan, where we don't have internet, we might go there for a trekking. But when you start an ad with a poor 3G connection, if that is there, people will start, if your ad makes sense and if your page makes sense, people will start noticing that in the next moment. And that's where, like, it just comes in. So, but then, like, the structuring the ads for the exact return on investment is really critical and crucial, because this is it's a two-way sword, you can say. Like, it just cuts through the competition, and also it cuts through you as well when we are not right. So it's then we might have to bleed to death without resources exhausted to the last core. So it is, the structuring means, like, the campaign, let's take Google Ads, for example.
Yes.
There are Facebook ads as well. When we go into Facebook ads, then that's Facebook ads ad as well. That's a different format of the thing for a different format of audience. For a business audience, Google Ads, LinkedIn ads serves a purpose very well for now. For Facebook, they're telling like Facebook is launching ads for business, but I'm not really sure. I haven't tested that yet, but Google Ads is worthy and it's a proven network.
It is proven, isn't it?
Yeah, it's proven and like it brings in results. And I have tested myself, like if I spend, like I said, told if I spend $500, I can definitely take $1,500 to $2,000. With I mean that's 3 times the return on investment, because and by
yes.
that mean by that mean which it doesn't mean like that by that way I don't have to spend anything, I'm just making money off Google Ads. So it is about $1,000 to $2,000 a month I'm able to make from Google Ads, where I'm not spending anything. So it's complete pure profit from Google Ads. I don't have to wait for a month, 2 months, 3 months to get return on investment from that making. So
David, can you do that for all businesses? Can you achieve those same results for all businesses over time?
Yeah, it requires a lot of study and information.
Yes.
I
was just going to say, your business has been going for a while and you know your business really, really well. So hence, you're able to achieve those particular results for your business. Conversely, achieve those results for other businesses given enough time. Yeah.
Yeah. It isn't a great science. It isn't a great art. But there are very few elements. Like when I start a campaign, I just look into a couple of things. Like very straight. I mean, for me, like when you think about me, like I don't take multiple decisions at once. I just keep myself.
Yes.
Ideal, very comfortable. I want to put myself very comfortable and cozy, and then like very slowly take a decision. Very slowly, no rush for taking a decision. So, and when that's happening, like in Google Ads, like I don't have to put multiple things in the head and then
you just do
that's
one campaign.
One campaign. So it's So it's about like. When we do something, like it's about very simplified, like how do I bring traffic? How do I bring in leads to my business where I can make some money? So that's the only idea that I have. And going one step back of that, I have one more idea, like how do I help people who are looking for this particular service? So that is my only thing. Like, and when I have this idea throughout the campaign structuring, by campaign structuring, I also mean like building a website. So how do I help my people who are looking for this particular service, who are looking for this particular thing. So now, who am I for? Like, what am I doing, trying to do here through this business, through this OTT platform? What am I doing, trying to do this here? Through this e-commerce, what am I trying to do here? It's not about selling my product and getting money back. It's not about that. It's about how much help you can do to the people to make them make better and get the services. And you give the services to them and in turn they pay you back. So it is kind of that kind of transaction. So when you have that in mind, like your campaign is going to be structured to help people. So all your keywords will be focused towards that. So you will collect all the keywords from the internet. You go Google out. There are places to find in Google keywords from the Google.
Yes.
So it's simply you can go into Google AdWords, and then in AdWords say you have a keyword planner. You can put your business name, or you can put in your relevant keyword. You can pull a lot of keywords there. So that's something you can do. And when you have a lot of keywords, as important as you have a lot of keywords, it's also so much important you have to also find who are the people you don't have to be targeting as well. So what happens is, like, people normally do this first part of the thing, but they fail to do what not to do. And what not to do in the sense, like, which are the keywords that your page shouldn't be appearing, or your link has not appeared, because that are the bait where your money gets spent and you get bleeded out to the death. So when I start a campaign, like as much as effort I put to bring in the keywords, I also put as much as effort to bring in the keywords where I shouldn't show up. So, and then I also take much care to ensure like this should be a broad match. So wherever people say for example, buy a pen, pencil, if it is a pencil keyboard, if that keyboard is a pencil, so if people are typing a pencil, if that is going to be in a broad mass, it can say like how to sharpen a pencil. That's not my business. So
yes.
Then I have to say like how to is my negative keyword, but pencil is my positive keyword. How to I have to add a positive keyword. So I'm not going to take a class for how to's. I'm not going to make a class for anything else. So it's not how to guides here. This is not guide here. So it's about something else. So when I speak about that, when I am able to decipher like what not have to be done, what has to be done, now the pencil keyword, I'm going to bit of that explain a bit much more. So buy pencil, buy 2B pencil, buy 4B pencil, or maybe like you can HB pencil. So
yes.
When you say that, so when you put that in a phrase match, you are exactly saying this is the only keyword that I want to show, wherein
yes.
I don't want to show anything, any other thing. Like this is a simple example. So when you
mm-hmm.
say that way to the people, you are clearly setting up an information instruction to the Google that these people who are searching for this has to be shown, and those people who are looking to learn something from my website, I'm not up for that. I'm not a guide in the internet. Probably somebody else is going to do that. This is not my business.
Yes.
I'm not going to spend the money on that. So you probably will only go and spend your money on like buying something. So that is very basic funda.
Mm.
When you put your keywords, also look for the negative keywords which you are shouldn't show. So when you do that one, you might turn a little positive, and then like from here. So from here, there are different depths to it. Do it as well. So from here, like buying a pencil. So when you go into a website, when somebody clicks on that ad and goes to your website, the first line in the blog letters has to say buy pencils or something like that, which is very straight relevant to that
yes.
particular ad copy or the ad, the keyword that somebody has put up in the Google. That has to be there on the website as well. So if that is there, if you match these two things, if those are
yes.
there, what happens is your people would make the people clicking that ad would make themselves available on that particular page for quite a bit of time. If they end up spending more than 3 minutes, it's likely that they might try to do some transaction with you. Maybe they are trying to get some informational transaction, or maybe they are going to put some money into your website and send you some money.
Yes.
So it is like if you take care of all these smaller things, that is all about marketing. Marketing
mm-hmm.
isn't like so. How I mean, it has it, now you can see like the one text. How do I help these people? How do I
yes.
help the people with my product and service? So when you put from there, when you connect all these things, whatever I have told is about connecting, helping people precisely to the point. I'm not
yes.
looking to kind of help people who is looking for a guide. But I'm not looking to help people who are looking for the how-tos, but I'm looking to help people who are looking to buy a pencil. Buy a pencil.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to give a good quality pencil. Buy a pencil.
Mm-hmm.
That's you can buy a good pencil from me. So that is
yes.
That is the exact structuring of campaign. But then like inside the campaigns you have ad groups, and then inside ad groups you have keywords. Inside keyword, like for every keyword, then you have a relevant ad copy. So there are different precise formats. Like there are different formats for how you have to structure your campaign in that AdWords.
So David, you have whole teams that do this sort of stuff all the time, don't you? So when you talk to a company about a solution, i.e. a platform, an app, some digital technology, an e-commerce solution, in the background of all of those, you can also do the digital marketing that goes along with that. Yeah?
Fundamentally, like I take a series of understanding sessions with them because,
yeah.
again, it's about helping them. It's not about taking money out from them. So if you think like that would work, and then marketing is about a very long-term journey, like, it's not a fundamentally like, I mean, of course, like you can put an ad and you can get money from the ad made in a couple of days, but then you have to also understand the business. But it's not about, like, it's not really about starting a campaign in this day or two, or maybe I'm talking with you for 20 TV.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, if you say me, like, David, okay, you have got the good idea, like, let's start an ad for 20 TV, that I might go wrong because I don't have any idea about, like, what's the audience said, where are we doing, looking at what is your vision, the vision that you have. So I have to learn all these things from your head and mindset, and have to do, and from there, like, I have to go inside of your mind. I have to take all the information from there, and then I have to go into the execution part, the worker part of it. Like, I have to put your mind, I have to be half Tony at least,
yes,
to get the thing fit for
yes
the business.
That's what I'm thinking. So WebNexus has built our new platform, Everyday Women's Network. And once we get going down the track, I can then go back to David and go, okay, let's start doing some marketing and some Google ads. And after we've been going for a while, we should have some analytics to guide you. We should have a website that's mostly set up that might need some SEO optimization, and we can go from there and work together. So not only are you able to provide the platform solution, but you are also able to provide all the external things that ensure the success of the original solution that you provided.
Yeah, no, exactly. So it's a boutique of solutions, information that we try to give you. The important point is, like, what I put here, like, that is what is so much important. So if you are able to help somebody, like, to the core, and if your ideas are good,
yes,
then, like, go on and give them. So otherwise, like, engaging and getting money for 1 or 2 months, and then, like, say, oh my God, I'm not able to do this. That's not going to be really. So analysis definitely is an S from us. Like, and then, like, when we do the analysis right way, and then if that is all going to be good, then we can set the ads and go forward. So that's when somebody is looking for an SEO company for the audience, so they, who are looking for an SEO company, then they might have to ask these questions to them, like, do they have a grab of my idea? Do they have a grab of what keywords that I'm looking in? What keywords I do not want it into my business? What are the kinds of ad copies? Like, what is the ad? What does that really look like for me? So you have to be kept knowing all these things. At least for the initial period of time. Large businesses like which make millions every month, the owners doesn't care about that. I definitely, because we are also working with them. They just simply care about the results, how many leads that we give to them. But then, like, when as a starter, like a startup owner, or when a startup founder or startup, when we are starting up, we need to be really putting our heads deep into that as well. Because when we don't look my, we do our head into that, when you trust somebody like that, when you have $100,000 to spend, you don't have to worry about it. But when you have this $1,000 to spend,
you've got to worry about it. Yes,
you
David.
About that every single day. And today I have spent $100, but I haven't got any leads back. So who is clicking my ads? Who is not clicking my ads? And where is that shown? Which country is it showing? Is it showing to the Gold Coast, or is it showing to the Bay and the California? Which part of the world is it shown? Like, so we have to be getting worried about all these things. And is it showing to the Nigerian people? I mean, Nigerian people doesn't have an internet. Is it showing to the Sudanese? That is showing the people in the what we call, like, Somalias. They don't have internet at all. So if you add,
so it's no use putting stuff over there from that
no
perspective.
Use that. Yeah, your money is getting burnt. As I told you, it's a two-way squad. It can cut through the competition. It can cut through the competition. It can cut through us as well. So a little careful. We have to select the geography as well. So we have to be understanding, like, my keyword, my negative keyword, my ads, my designs in that, which location am I going to show these ads to, what is the age group where I'm going to show this to, what is the gender that I'm going to show this to. And if you are very specific, you can also say, like, I'm going to show my information, my ad on only to this particular channel in the YouTube. So if your competitor is there in a YouTube channel, who is running a YouTube channel, and if you think, like, you want to show your ads to their channel alone, and you have a bunch of channels like that, you can put your channel, your your talk shows in their channel as well as an
Yes.
ad, and like
Yes.
you can push the, through that, you can get something from that competition as well.
Yeah.
So it's all about like how much idea that we put into these things. There are different options. Like marketing isn't about just one option. There is about it's
No,
all about
there's lots of options.
lots of
And I
options.
guess,
Yeah.
David, that's one of the things that sets WebNexus apart from a lot of other companies is this holistic, is a great word to describe. You actually have a whole of prospect scenario. So you see not just the delivery of a platform, you also see all the other elements that make that platform a success. And that's why WebNexus is different because, yes, you deliver apps and platforms and digital architecture, but you also have all the rest of the services that sit behind that that make that particular platform or solution a success.
Yes, so, yeah, definitely. Because when we think about again helping people, like sometimes I step a bit back and I will just stop because it might be overwhelming for us. But then, like, where after a month or two, when we find the right resource to put in, we go to that business and say, like, okay, now we have the right resource in place because. Then we
Yes.
can get you on the board, which we can get you on board. But it's about like a full range of services, exactly as you told. Like
Yes.
we do all from the technology development and to the marketing. And when you see the technology, like the from on from holistic perspective of the technology that we provide on the video on demand, OTT, to the e-commerce, like
Yes.
it's all the imagination. It's all about how people have to be helped. It's not about what product that we build here. It's about how we help people through
What's the
the
best
product
thing
domain.
for them and
Yeah,
them, their business?
the restream option is enabled, I believe. Like last week when we spoke,
Yes.
I thought we are closed, but now it is live, I believe. So last Friday I was reviewing that. It was there in the demo platform that we have. So I believe it should be also shipped to you, everybody. So you don't have
That's
to.
very
You,
exciting.
yeah. So you can just give your platforms that you want to ship your like videos to, and then you can distribute that to the big
Just
media.
go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. David, I've just looked at the time and we are completely out of time again.
We ran over.
What a fascinating discussion yet again. Each week we get through the whole show and I don't know quite where the time goes, but it's so full of wonderful information and education for the audience. It's a real pleasure to work with you and talk to you each and every week. Now I'm going to let you go so you can go and enjoy the rest of that time with your family. And next week, wonderful audience, David and I will be back and we're going to talk about some of the app solutions that WebNexus does. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Magento suite of products and how WebNexus can help you and your business achieve great things in this world. David, thank you so much once again.
Thank you, Tony. Thanks for having putting across a lot of questions on these areas, and I hope everybody would have enjoyed as well. I mean, your questions are
Absolutely.
mind-blowing.
Absolutely. And that, my friends, is your lot for this week. We will be back next week, same time, with the wonderful David Bright Livingston from WebNexus. I'm your host, Tony
Thank
Lontis,
you.
and we look forward to catching up with you next week. Bye for now.